stomach, pace the room again. She would attend her ladyship. Often the sun would be blazing over Southwark chimneys before she could persuade herself to get into bed. And there she would lie, pitching and tossing, laughing and sighing, for an hour or longer before she slept at last. What was all this stirring need of her person? Society. For she smiled at what her society said, which armed its moral reason. A lady be such an exciter, which seems not her own. In plain language, which is like nothing falling, or a fountain rising. Her memory, as she confronts them all next day, Orlando could never remember a single word, which I smiled into the name. Then she listened for a moment, such names, nor that only the leaves glowing, as far as age of light. Then she saw C, charming life, Mr. Elver, musing. Then she turned away, she tried to restrain her stupidity, with her politeness, charm, strip of consistence from her bag. She was bound to rose in a neat black silk, and if she could not name a thing, nobleman, and rang the bell the same always. When the servant came, nothing remained him to order a coach at 6 to get ready. Excitement at the moment was intense. She was summoned by urgent affairs to London. Thus we are forced to conclude that society is one of the archdukes, such as skilled housekeepers, so hot about Christmas time. Whose place that she had about the proper mixing and stirring of a dozen different ingredients.
Section 11.
Take away Orlando, but it is in itself insipid.
Chapter 4.
Take away Lord O, Lord A, Lord C, or Mr. M, and separately each is nothing. Stir them all together, and they combine to give off the most intoxicating of flavors, the most seductive of scents. Yet this intoxication, this seductiveness, entirely evade our analysis. At one and the same time, therefore, society is everything, and society is nothing. Society is the most powerful concoction in the world, and society has no existence whatsoever. Such monsters the poets and the novelists alone can deal with. With such something-nothings, their works are stuffed out to prodigious size, and to them, with the best will in the world, we are content to leave it. Following the example of our predecessors, therefore, we will only say that society in the reign of Queen Anne was of unparalleled brilliance. To have the entry there was the aim of every well-bred person. The graces were supreme. Fathers instructed their sons, mothers their daughters.
What? I'm not going to be able to do that. Rang the bell,
same always. When the subject nothing remained in the next occasion, six to get ready, excitement at the moment was intense.
She was summoned by urgent affairs to London.
Thus we are forced to conclude that society is one of
the Archduke's
such as field housekeepers so hot about Christmas time, whose place that had had the proper mixing and stirring of a dozen different ingredients.
Section 11.
Take away but it is in itself insipid.
Chapter 4.
Take away Lord O, Lord A, Lord C, or Mr. M, and separately each is nothing. Stir them all together, and they combine to give off the most intoxicating of flavors, the most seductive of scents. Yet this intoxication, this seductiveness, entirely evade our analysis. At one and the same time, therefore, society is everything, and society is nothing. Society is the most powerful concoction in the world, and society has no existence whatsoever. Such monsters the poets and the novelists alone can deal with. With such something nothings, their works are stuffed out to prodigious size, and to them, with the best will in the world, we are content to leave it. Following the example of our predecessors, therefore, we will only say that society in the reign of Queen Anne was of unparalleled brilliance. To have the entry there was the aim of every well-bred person. The graces were supreme. Fathers instructed their sons, mothers their daughters. Society is the most powerful concoction in the world, and society has no existence whatsoever. Such monsters the poets and the novelists alone can deal with. With such something nothings, their works are stuffed out to prodigious size, and to them, with the best will in the world, we are content to leave it. Following the example of our predecessors, therefore, we will only say that society in the reign of Queen Anne was of unparalleled brilliance. To have the entry there was the aim of every well-bred person.
Thank you. Oh, Bound to do Thank you. The edge to the bridge is quite hard to travel. The edge to the bridge is quite hard to travel. The graces.